you wouldn't put the okra in, they put the corn and the tomatoes on, you know, and let it cook. Well, sometimes we put peas in there, beans, you know, like that, and let it cook, you know, a while. And then when it was near done, then we would put the tomatoes and okra in there. Sure did.
Did y'all ever grow these tomatoes that didn't get much bigger than about that?
I used to hear my people call them old-fashioned tomatoes. Said that was the tomato kind of tomatoes they had in their day. Those little tomatoes.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You ever heard them called Tommy Toes?
Tommy Toes? No, I haven't heard that name of them, but I guess that's what they call them.
Some people call them different things, like salad tomatoes or cherry tomatoes.
Right.
Did you grow in your garden different kinds of beans, or?
Yeah, snap beans, butter beans. Snap beans, what you call string beans. Butter beans, sure did.
Are lima beans the same thing as butter beans?
Well, yes, it's the same thing. And we have what you call the old-fashioned butter bean. It was a speckled bean. It's white and then had different speck, you know, about on it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, we always call that the old-fashioned butter bean.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Had black-eyed peas, so much called speckled peas, purple hood peas, white crowd of peas like those down.
Yes, ma'am.
It's different, you know, different kinds like that.
How about radishes? You grow them?
No, we never raised any radishes. I did raise some lettuce once, sure. Mostly ate that up.
Right.
Because everything they would get it most and put radish on, lettuce on.
Right. Those your chickens?
No, they laid across the street. I had a bunch of chickens, but I was working at that time, and I couldn't care for my chickens properly and was working, too.
Yes, ma'am.
And I sold mine. And every time I turn around, somebody, your chicken in my garden, your chicken in my garden. So I just got rid of them. Because I wouldn't be here to try to keep them in, no way.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just got rid of them.
Those are your dogs right there?
Mm-hmm.
Have you always had
Yes, when I was in the country, I always had dogs. Mm-hmm. And since I've been over here, I raised these from puppies. Like you see that small one, that little puppy you see out there.
Yes, ma'am. What would you call a dog, you know, it's not a pure breed, but he's just different types?
Mixed breed. Mm-hmm.
You ever seen these little old dogs that don't get too much bigger than that? You know, they're always yapping and biting at you and getting under your feet.
Right.
What would you call that?
What is the name of them? Some of them are chihuahuas.
Yes, ma'am.
And, I can't think of the other names of those little bitty dogs.
Is it Fice or something like that?
Yeah, some of them are Fice. And it's just, that's just a dog when you get a face.
You mean that's a particular kind?
He's small, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
But he'll make a dog, if that dog don't bite, he'll make him bite. Because anything, stick crack at night or in the daytime, he all the time yapping, you know.
Okay.
What you gonna be?
Dog in
hand yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And then
when I just took out them, mm-hmm.
and she said, bring
Okay.
Is that your granddaughter?
Granddaughter.
What would a person say to his dog if he wanted him to get after another dog?
Sick him! Sick him!
Right.
Yeah, when I said sick him, he'd leave. Went looking at him. Want to know, see, now he done laid on down. He didn't see nothing.
Right.
That's what we used to say. Sick him! Sick him!
Did y'all ever grow any cabbage?
Sure did. Collards. Big old head. Cabbage. These tall, what you call winter collards, they grow high like that. Be red, bluish looking. Be so green till they be bluish looking. Mine don't drop those joints.
But those types are still good to eat? Those winter
collars? Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. They're the best collars. Mm-hmm. But they stand the winter, the cold and all like that.
That's it.